This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
A shift in roles.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us this Friday morning. This morning we're hearing the group of 20 nations will take on a new role going forward, caretakers of the global economy. The new status is expected to be announced today by President Obama. It is a shift from the major industrialized powers that make up the group of eight. And it gives more power to emerging economies such as China and Brazil. Now, heading into the second day of the G20 summit in Pittsburgh, leaders are also pushing for new bank regulations in the next 3 years. Here's Marketplace's Tamara Keith.
The new rules would be eased in as economic conditions improve. The rules still need to be written, but the leaders have agreed on broad principles. They want banks to keep more capital on hand and will create incentives to prevent the excessive risk-taking and heavy leveraging that was common in the years leading up to the crisis. Some banks have said quick implementation of new standards could stifle lending and stand in the way of an economic recovery. That might explain why leaders have set a deadline 3 years out. G20 members are also talking about making banks pay some bonuses in stock and limiting bonuses to a percentage of revenues. The U.S. has come out against strict caps on bonus pay. In Washington, I'm Tamara Keith for Marketplace.
By the way, we'll be talking congressional chances of financial regulations with former Labor Secretary Robert Reich in just a few minutes. Let's check numbers. Not much movement in Europe right now. Frankfurt and Paris shares are lower by less than 0.25% right now, while the FTSE is in the green just a little bit. In Asia, a sour note to end the week. The Nikkei fell more than 2.5%. The Hang Seng was off slightly as well. At home yesterday, markets gave a little back. The S&P and NASDAQ dropped an average of 1%. The Dow closed down 41 points at 97.07. Consumer products maker Unilever says it'll buy Sara Lee's personal care products business for nearly $1.9 billion. Unilever makes Axe deodorants and Dove soap. Sara Lee businesses include Sanex and Radox. Millions of Americans are faced with rolling the dice on whether they should lock in the price of heating oil to keep warm this winter. And with the price of crude going up and down so much, it doesn't make the decision any easier. Here's Marketplace's Bob Moon.
Suddenly, there are millions of armchair oil speculators wondering if they should commit on their home heating oil at today's price with a pre-buy contract.
It's never a guarantee of what you're going to save. It's a guarantee of what you're going to pay.
Matt Cota heads the Vermont Fuel Dealers Association. He concedes pre-buys ended up burning a lot of consumers who guessed wrong at the end of last summer.
The price of heating oil was $4.25 a gallon, whereas it dipped down to $2 or even less when the bubble burst.
This year, oil analyst Stephen Shork reckons prices should head even lower, but nowhere nearly as much as last year.
You can try and trade this market and get another 20 cents out, and I'm not poo-pooing that, but given the volatility, you know what, this market moves 20 cents in any given day.
Matt Cota tells Vermont Public Radio the odds have favored the early buyer for 13 of the last 15 years.
If you bought in the summer, the price was less than if you bought in the winter. We've had 2 years where the opposite has happened, which is not a bad record.
But this year, with oil cheap and expected to stay that way, analyst Stephen Shork suggests it's a safe bet either way.
Compared to last year, you're ahead of the game.
I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing and online surveys. ConstantContact.com.
Well, the G20 in Pittsburgh is taking up global economic reform. The U.S. Congress has its own work to do to try and prevent another financial meltdown. Former Labor Secretary Robert Reich joins us this morning to talk about whether lawmakers are able and willing to make some new rules happen. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
So what's the mood in Congress as far as financial reform goes?
Less than expected 8 months ago. The sense of urgency is gone. Most people are focused on health care these days, and the street has been exercising its lobbying muscle, already watering down proposals for tightening rules on trading derivatives, like credit default swaps.
What about President Obama's idea for giving the Fed this authority to oversee financial risk?
Doubtful. Many in Congress are asking, why give the Fed more power when it blew it last time by not seeing the housing bubble? One possibility here, Chris Dodd, the new chair of the Senate Banking Committee, wants to combine the Fed with three other major bank regulators into one super regulator.
And we've heard about this new Consumer Financial Protection Agency. I mean, what are the chances of that getting through?
I'd give it even odds. Business groups hate it. They're already running TV ads about the perils of more government. And both the Federal Reserve and the FDIC say it's unnecessary.
And, Bob, limits on compensation. I mean, that's been a big sticking point, right?
Well, obviously, Wall Street doesn't want them. But Obama has two interesting allies on this one. The Europeans have come up with a proposal linking pay to long-term performance. And the Fed is also cooking up one.
And is there anything coming down the pike that looks like a sure bet to you?
Yeah, two of them. The president's proposal to create legal authority to sell off the assets of big banks like Lehman Brothers that are on the verge of going under, and also requiring banks to have more capital on hand.
What about something that's not on the table that you think maybe should be?
Well, to my mind, resurrecting the Glass-Steagall Act, which walled off investment banking from commercial banking, that could have stopped a lot of the mess we're in right now, but that's not on anyone's radar screen right now.
And, Bob, what if this is all for nothing and we walk away without any bills getting passed?
Well, don't even think about it, Steve. Now that the big banks know they're too big to fail and will be bailed out if their bets turn sour, they're likely to make even riskier bets than before in the absence of smarter regulation and better oversight. And nobody wants to go through another meltdown again.
All right. Former Labor Secretary Robert Reich, who teaches public policy at the University of California, Berkeley. Bob, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
And finally, a car insurance company in Britain says the drivers with the lowest number of claims are farmers, aircraft fitters, and lab technicians. But Churchill Insurance says pity the road warriors who share the pavement with computer engineers. The underwriter says those are the motorists with the worst accident records, along with sales managers, chefs, and doctors. No word on where public radio journalists fall, especially the ones driving in Los Angeles in the middle of the night. Hey, share your thoughts with us at marketplace.org. Of course, our online host and blogger, Scott Jagow, is there with a scratch pad, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Friday and a very nice weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.